This is an ABC podcast.
Roots and Shoots on ABC Radio Perth and WA, the ABC Listen app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to ABC Radio Perth and Western Australia Saturday Breakfast / Roots and Shoots with me, Asha Couch, in the chair for Amber Cunningham. Today's show is a short one. We've got an hour wild ride before the cricket graces your ears after 7 o'clock. So on account of this, I've been given the keys to the show. Normally I'm in the producer's booth for Amanda, but I should know that by now. But today they've let me loose on air, which is a bit frightening, but hey. So I figure if you hear any more button fumbling and voice wobbling, that's why. A little bit nervous, but I figure as long as I don't say anything super naughty, I'll be fine. And speaking of super naughty, good morning to you, Sabrina Hahn. Have I got you there?
You have. I can hear you loud and clear.
Thanks for coming to play today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I usually look at you across the glass screen, but it's very exciting today because you're there in front of the microphone for a long time.
In front of the microphone and also in front of all the knobs and the dials and the cockpit that is a little overwhelming, but we're getting there. I've got Samara looking after me, so I feel pretty safe.
You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
And while I'm at it, thank you to Suresh and Heather who have messaged in little words of encouragement. It's lovely to hear from you. It's nice to know there are people out there listening. Sabi, how was your Christmas? Was it as obnoxiously hot for you as it was for me?
No, it was actually very relaxing. And I had a quick visit with my daughter in Wagga. And Wagga's usually about 45 degrees, but it was 26 on Christmas Day.
That's so much more reasonable. I came up from Albany into 41 degrees and it was a shock to the system, but then, you get the bubbly flowing and the prawns happening and everything works itself out, doesn't it?
It does in the end. And really, it's all about just relaxing, chilling down and just being with friends and family. You can't ask for more than that, I reckon.
That's pretty wise, Sabi. Speaking of your wisdom, got Robin from Fremantle who's calling and waiting to go. Robin, have I got
awesome.
You there?
Awesome. Hello.
Oh, my apologies. Here we go with the wrong button pressing. There we go. Robin, have I got you there? Wait for it. Robin, have I got you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Champion.
What's your question for Sabrina?
Good morning, ladies. I am excellent at growing celeriac leaves and stalks, but they never grow any bottoms. And I've tried I grow them in wicking beds to try and avoid the disgusting Fremantle soil. So they've got plenty of water, plenty of food, but I just can't convince them to grow bottoms.
Okay, so quite often with celeriac, you need they need boron, so at a very early stage. So just one. So all you need is 1 tablespoon of borax in a 10-liter or 9-liter watering can, and when you first put them in, if you do that creates beetroot is the same. It needs. It helps create that bulb, that big bulb at the bottom. And they actually require – well, you've got them in a wicking bed, which is great because it won't dry out too much. And the other thing is you've got to make sure that they're not on top of manure or too much nitrogen because you'll get all the leaves but you won't get the bulb forming.
So the boron
so anything
– the seeds?
Like when you – either stage. With the seed – yeah, or seedling stage. Yeah, very early in the piece. And then what some people do is what they do, even though they're not celery, not related to celery, people actually cover them with a milk carton just for the first 2 weeks, which kind of encouraged them to give not too much. Don't develop too much leaf. Put the energy into the big bulb at the base.
So the vast crop of leaves that I've got now, it's too late. they're not going to grow starchy bottoms. Yeah. They've been in for months and months now. Okay, I'll pull them all out.
Yep.
Thank you very much. I'll try again next year.
Okay, then, Robin.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Robin. Sabi, we've got someone who's messaged in here, Richard. Morning, Sabrina, Ash and team. I've just removed a large amount of ivy planted as ground cover in my front and backyards. Any tips, please, on how to eradicate completely? In replacing planting around the base of a Japanese maple planted a few months back, I'm looking for something that sits low and flows. What's your thoughts on it, please? I haven't had much luck when used at my last house. Looked spindly and didn't do much. In the backyard, the planter put in a syzygium hedge.
Syzygium hedge.
Get your tongue around that one. Would like to put something in this ground cover as base two.
Okay. All righty. So I tell you what's a really tough, hardy one is Myoporum, M-Y-R-O-P-O-R-U-M. Makes a really beautiful, very, very flat ground cover. It'll take full sun, it'll take shade. You're better off getting the broad leaf one rather than the fine leaf Myoporum. It covers quickly. It doesn't require a lot of water, so it's not going to rob away from the tree. And ivy, getting rid of ivy permanently is going to be a long-term time, really. You're going to need quite a bit of time because the root system of ivy just goes everywhere and you'll have to keep cutting it out. But I'd put Myoporum, the broadleaf Myoporum, as your ground cover under the tree.
I think that sounds like a pretty good suggestion, Sabi. I'm wondering if you can help me with a question of my own. And before we do that, I do just want to let people know that if you have a question for Sabrina, now is the time to call. We have some phone lines open. It's 1300 222 720, or if you prefer to text, the number is 0437 922 720. But while I have the opportunity, I got back from Albany to my house in Fremantle, and my beautiful silver princess young tree, which is in a pot and I think you've helped me with before.
Yeah.
She's completely fried. Her leaves are all white and crispy. Is there anything I can do, or is it too late?
Look, I always say it's never too late. So what you can do is – so scratch it with your fingernail and make sure there's green in the main trunk. And if there is, that's a good sign. Then the only thing you can do is actually put an umbrella over the top of it. So you take a bit of the heat away because, you know, Christmas Day was pretty warm and the lead up to it was pretty warm as well. So if you can put some shade cloth or an umbrella over the top of it, don't give it too much water, but I know where you live, so you really can't overwater in the dirt that you live in.
It's still in a pot. Do I need to just get it out of the pot?
I would get it out of the pot. Yep. All right. Yep. Yep. Okay. Get it out of the pot. Now, before you do that, Ash, if you can, soak the pot, take the whole thing, soak the pot in with just a little bit of seaweed solution and water, and soak it in that for an hour before you take it out of the pot.
What will that do?
Okay, so what happens when potting mix dries out, you get little air, even though you water it, there's little air pockets in the potting mix, and sometimes it takes a lot for those air pockets to fill up with water. If you soak it in a much bigger container, then it makes sure that the moisture goes throughout the entire potting mix and there's no gaps left.
All right. So
a little bit of seaweed solution just helps it to recover. But get either put it in a much like a 100 litre bag pot or put it in the ground.
I'm going to try absolutely everything you've suggested because I was devastated to come home and find her so crispy.
You know, some gum trees can look pretty ordinary for a while, but I reckon if you try that, you're going to have a lot more luck.
Okay. Well, look, now is the time to call. If you have a question for Sabrina, number is 1-300-222-720, or you can text us 0437-922-720, but we do prefer a call. In a sec, we're going to get the latest in news headlines from the fantastic, hardworking people in the newsroom. And if you're waiting for a question, I would say call in the next 3-4 minutes. We'll get you on straight after the news, back with Sabrina, back with her advice, right after this 5-minute bulletin. It is almost 6:30.
Roots and Shoots on ABC Radio Perth and WA, the ABC Listen app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome back to Early Bird Roots and Shoots. You're listening to ABC Radio Perth and Western Australia. My name is Asha Couch. I'm behind the mic filling in for Amber Cunningham, and I'm here to facilitate the wisdom and the wit of the one and only Sabrina Hahn. Hey, Sabby, have I got you there?
Yeah, have indeed, Ash. You have indeed.
Good news. We're here to listen to everybody's planty woes this morning. Sabrina's here to answer your sprouty questions. I'll do my best to push all the right buttons, no promises. If you've just joined us and you're feeling all sorts of discombobulated because you weren't expecting to hear Sab this early, don't worry, you haven't slept in. It is 24 minutes to 7, and we're doing gardening nice and early because after 7 o'clock, the cricket will take over your airwaves. If you have a question for Sabby, the number is 1-300-222-720, or you can text us on 0437-922-720. But we have lots of lovely callers ready to go. Let me try some buttons.
Hello.
Richard, have I got you there?
G'day.
Good morning, yes, Richard. Calling from Geraldton. Tell us about your grevilleas.
Yeah, mate. I've got a problem, Sebby, that I planted a grevillea, and that's my fault, near a banana tree, and I chucked some dynamic. But the other grevillea failed. The other grevillea failed, and I've got a problem with just these little guys that I brought from Bunnings. They're not ornamental in that. They're proper do fencing for the jasmine trees. They're supposed to grow up into big types of, you know, hedges. So I've got this lovely painted Aussie fence, and I've planted all these 15 of these things, and they've just stayed as little bobbly bushes. They didn't even bother picking off. That's been a year. I think that's long enough for them to have some time to wanna jump to it and at least start growing even higher than whatever Bunnings look realistically. They might have got 10 centimetres if you're lucky. If you're lucky, you know.
Wow, okay.
So I'm like, so what's going wrong in the soil there?
They're not happy.
Well, it's a spalding area, which is kind of coastal, I suppose, sand.
Yeah, sand, yeah. So what you will need to do to give them a really good kick along is go and get yourself a couple of bags of cow poo.
Cow poo, righto.
Cow poo, and there's more, Richard. I'm not letting you off that easy. A couple of bags of cow poo.
three bags, yes.
Yeah. Three bags of compost.
Three bags full.
Three bags full. That's exactly right. Some reindeer poo, because there's a fair bit of around now, if you can get hold of that.
Yes, there is. I'm hoping you can get a trailer of that too.
Fantastic.
And little beauty. Yep.
Okay. And some clay. So you're going to need clay in with it. So because of the sandy soil, it dries out and becomes water repellent really quickly. So you're going to have to get some wetting agent as well, Richard. So cow poo, wetting agent, a little bit of clay, some compost. Now mix it all together in a wheelbarrow like it's a cake mix.
Okay.
And then hurl that on the top.
Okay, on the top, yep.
Just hurl it on the top. You don't need to dig it in, and water it in really, really well. And the other thing that you have to do in Gero, because you get the salt-laden winds come in a long way. Your hose, you've got to hose the foliage down, even though you don't have a lot of foliage at the moment. You've got to hose it down once a week to get rid of the salt crystals because salt prevents plant growth.
Growth, of course it does. It's a reverse osmosis or whatever you call it. It's sucking the water out.
Yeah, yeah. So you need to hose the foliage down. That's going to make a huge difference.
You've got my mind working, and I don't want to take up everybody Australian's time. Hello, Australia. Good morning. Hope you have a great day. Where will I get some clay from? Because they do sell topsoil for your lawns, which is frustrating. That does have a clay mixture in it, but that's expensive.
Wouldn't use that.
But also, it's no good for the garden. So where do I get clay from?
Okay, so you can buy
art teacher.
That clay is
art,
really.
So I could do it in Perth, but I only know that a big chunk of clay, right? So
yeah, that clay is very difficult to work with in the garden. You can buy clay in bags or in a bucket from hardware stores. So you can buy a white bucket.
Mm.
And it's bentonite clay, and it'll have zeolite in it as well, which
that
is.
That sounds. I know exactly what you're talking about now that I understand what you're saying. Exactly. All of those extra weird names in the buckets, you've got to get some of that, which I'll ask them to give us some clay. Doesn't really matter what time, I'm sure. Chuck that in the soil with some cow poo. Well, I've got to mix it around with the cow poo and mix it up with the reindeer poo, right, which hopefully we can find. Yep. It's all topical, treating it downwards. But you also said I have to get a soil wetter to maybe.
Yeah.
See, they're very expensive, those. Can I throw in some washing powder instead or something?
Do you? No, definitely not. That's going to be the death knell for your plants. Now, Geraldton is a big agricultural area. And if you want to get a good wetting agent that's cheaper, you go to agricultural supply places.
Yeah, got it. Now, I wouldn't make you say a brand name on air, but I'll just assume that there's hopefully something that I can get that's more of a domestic product in that availability. Yep. Good. I know everything.
Yeah, you don't.
At least I think.
Oh, you do. You're good.
For a lawn? Look, we could chat all day. Give the place my number, okay? I'm sure there's other people who need you, really, but I'll tell you this much. Banana tree near the old Aussie rain tank is going great guns. It's a dwarf banana, and I planted it just there.
Fantastic.
And I'm hopeful that this is going to be this beautiful hedging experience. We do water the lawns, and that waters the plants, which gets rid of the salt. Yep. But hopefully there's treatment in the ground. Now, the grevilleas, I'm guessing that – well, later on
– Richard, I'm sorry. I'm going to jump in quickly because we've got phone lines flashing.
Got to go.
But I hope
go.
that's helped you out a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. Very, very much. See ya.
Okay. See you, Richard.
We've had Barb text in just to say, does your program end when the cricket starts or will we find you on another frequency? No, Barb, we're off at 7, so you've got the cricket on digital and AM frequency, I believe. Now we have Jenny in Muck and Button. Jenny, have I got you there? How's that? Jenny, have I got you there?
Oh, Jenny,
hello.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, I'm here.
She's there.
Ah.
Amazing. Wonderful. Muck and Budden. Did I pronounce that correctly?
No.
Muck and Budden.
Muck and Budden.
Muck and Budden.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jenny, what's your question for Sabrina?
Now, I have a house in Albany. And it's got nothing in it at all, the garden. It's all new to me. But I had a plan, and I think I'm going to be in a bit of trouble. I wanted to plant some small eucalypts. How am I going to go with the root systems?
No problem at all, Jenny. Now, the thing about small eucalypts is most of them are mallees, and most of the ones that are that you get for sale in the nurseries do not have invasive or competitive root systems. So the mallees that you get, so the small eucalypts, you won't have any problem at all. I've got one, two, three. I've got three. Fire away.
I'd love a silver princess and an Eleary. And what about a Victrix? Will that be all right in Albany? Or shall I try?
I know,
it's a bit south.
I wouldn't put the Victrix in down there.
Right,
actually, the other two are fine. Okay. Too big, and they're not good in the soil's too good, and it's too wet for them.
All right, okay, no worries.
So, if you want something that's they're beautiful. If you want something really exceptional, I would put in the Eucalyptus Prisei. II, pre-CI. It comes from around the Albany area. It has the most beautiful yellow flowers. It's a gorgeous little uke.
Okay, great. All right. I need something at
yep,
the front.
Yep, so I'd use that instead. Yep.
At the front, I want to park cars out the front and make it a bit of a park that I just have a little central with a nice tree, and then out the back a bit the same. And then I'll have other stuff, lower stuff.
But I had
actually read up about it a bit before I rang you, and a lot of them said, oh, no, don't plant them. But you said that because they're cultivated, that's okay.
Yep.
Oh, that's
that you won't have problem with any of those trees,
Now, what about crape myrtles? I've never grown one.
They grow beautifully there. They're a lovely, lovely tree.
And how big? They'd be nice, would they, for me?
There's 30 different crape myrtles, so you have to do your research and decide, because some of them grow to 4, 5, 6. You need to do some research on the crepe myrtles. There's so many to choose from, Jenny.
You've got plenty of options, Jenny.
Some are more suitable than others.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Some are huge.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
Jenny.
All right. Okay,
you get out in the garden.
Sorry?
Yep. You get out in the garden. I hope we've given you a little bit to work with there.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina. Bye.
Thanks, Jenny.
Bye.
Now I have Julie in Albany. Julie, have I got you there?
Hello.
Julie, have we got you there?
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hello.
We've got you on the line. What's your question for Sabrina?
Good morning, ladies. In relation to my geraniums, not the red ones. It's all the pink ones, whether it's the ones with the big blooms or the little miniature ones.
Yeah.
I cut them all back last year. They grew beautifully. And then bit by bit, the leaves start to go yellow and they get a rusty stuff on the back. I have tried various products to no success.
Have you tried copper oxychloride?
I thought I had tried that one. I'll check it again when I get home. But
So that's the most successful. Now, what you need to do, though, Julie, is because those spores, when water hits it or when it's windy, those spores just spread everywhere. So you need to actually remove the worst affected leaves and then spray the plant and then spray it again in 3 weeks' time.
Right. Okay. I'll give that a go. Why is it that I cut them all back at the beginning of the year, I cut them all back and they grew fine.
Yep.
And then it happened.
So the spores must have been laying around somewhere. You've got like leaf litter on the ground or foliage on the ground, then the spores will be there and then they reactivate.
Okay, understand.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Okay, beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. We have Murray in Shelley. Murray, have I got you there? Good morning, Murray.
Hi.
Beautiful.
Hi,
good day, Murray.
Are you looking at the grass tree which I sent a pic in of?
Sabrina, we have a photo of that on the document. Can you see that one there?
No, I can't.
I can describe it to you if you like. It's a grass tree with a little bit of green in the middle and then it's yellowing as it pops out. It doesn't look to be doing too well.
Correct.
Okay.
So my question is, go on.
So it's in the ground in Shelley?
Correct.
Yep. Okay. And how long ago was it planted?
A couple of years ago.
Okay, now you fire away with your questions.
and I've given it a regular soak about once a week for the first couple of years, and now I'm sort of easing back on that a little bit. But I'm wondering if I've overwatered it or not. And I find that part of it's gone quite dry, so like half of it's gone dry, and the other half is looking greenish, and the green is sort of almost extending out along the blades of the tree. So I'm wondering
tree, yeah.
What, what causes that?
Okay,
and
so
how can I fix it?
Yeah, okay. So one of the things you have to get in there is some is improve the microscopic flora in the around the roots of the grass tree. So you've done that. You've got microbes in there. Yep. Easing off the water is a good thing because you can actually overwater them. If the grass tree, usually when they start going yellow, the thing to do is to give them a haircut. But you've got to under prune them. You don't touch the middle center of the fronds, of the leaves. So you can under prune the base if they've gone a bit brown, and I would actually ease off watering.
Okay. Yeah, and any worm juice at all? Would the worm juice help with the light?
Yep, definitely. Worm juice is fantastic because that feeds all the microbes in the soil. So all of that sort of stuff, make sure you put it around the base of the tree, not on the top of the tree. You don't want anything on the fronds. Sometimes they can get a rot in the center of the tree, but you will see if the inside is going yellow but the outer fronds are green, that usually means that there's a bit of a rot happening in the center. We had a pretty wet winter, and if you can pull the fronds out from the center, that's not a good sign.
No, the fronds in the centre are okay at the moment, but
that is great.
Sort of the last inch or two of them are starting to go a bit yellow, so you're sort of wondering about it.
I would get the worm wee on it. I don't think you've overwatered, but I wouldn't be watering it more than once a week.
Yep.
Mm. Right, okay. So give that a shot, Murray.
Worm juice?
Yep.
What a way to start your morning, Murray.
Dilute it.
Yeah, dilute it. 1 to 10. 1 to 10.
1 to 10.
1 part worm juice, 10 parts water. Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Murray.
Thanks, Sabrina. Great way to start the weekend.
Murray. Thanks, Murray. Fantastic.
Now we have Nan in Australind. Nan, have I got you there? Oh, here we go with the button pressing. Nan, have I got you there? Bear with me. Nan, do we have you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Marvellous. Nan, I have to apologise because I did some rogue button pressing before and hung up on you, but we've got you back.
Yeah.
What can Sabrina do for you this morning?
I'll send you a picture of a weed.
A picture of a weed. Here we go. Sabby, I don't know if you can see that one on the dock. Have you got that there?
No.
All right. It's this long, stringy boy. Nan, why don't you go about describing it as best you can?
Oh dear, just 2 seconds.
Yeah, I can have a
Do you want to kill it? Do you want to kill it, Nan?
I want to get it. It's taking over my rose bed. It's got red what do you call it? Fin sort of thing and little green leaves on top. And the green leaf has a little black spot. And it spreads out like a hand, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so that's it's probably one of the clovers.
Yeah.
Tricky, they are tricky to get rid of. Now, there's nothing that you can spray on that's not going to affect your roses. So you're going to have to spot spray it.
Yeah,
if you get
go on. Sorry,
you've been spot spraying. Now there is a natural weed killer that is made with the oil of geraniums, and it burns the hell out of it. And you can spot spray that around your rose. It won't affect your roses.
Yeah.
So you can buy that from all the nurseries and the hardware stores. If you go to a nursery and you ask for a weed killer, that is made from geranium oil. They will steer you to the right. Now, if it's going to heat up again in Perth soon, it'll kill it within 3 hours.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yep. Oh, good. Because I've got a dobber sprayer thing that I go around.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see all the dead ones now, but it just keeps coming back up.
Keeps coming up. Yeah, because they have those, they sprout from little bulbils down below. Mm. But that weed killer is safe to use in your garden. And every time you see a leaf appear, you just spray it. And in the end, it runs out of its resources and dies.
Oh, well, that might be better then, because the dobber is hard because it, gets sand on the end of it, sort of thing.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Because spraying is, I won't spray because it's too dangerous.
Yeah, no, this is safe. Yep, safe to use.
Okay, I'll try that. Thank you very much.
Okay then, Nan. No worries.
We have Aaron. Aaron, have I got you there?
Yeah, good morning, ladies. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
What can we do for you this morning?
Long-time listener. That guy from Jerry could yarn, couldn't he? Jeez.
we all.
He was excited. Okay, go on.
Oh, wasn't he? Jeez, yeah. He went on about his banana plants and then his mangoes and his avocados.
What's your question for Sabrina, Aaron?
We got golden wattle in Durian Bay. We knocked down a few trees. And they just, the little sproutlings keep popping up everywhere, like hundreds of them. We just don't know how to attack it and how to finish them off.
Yeah. Unfortunately, with acacia and that one in particular, you're just going to have to spray them. Now, you can either use a glyphosate-based spray because the other sprays just don't actually kill them. It'll knock it back a bit, but then they'll just carry on. They are a sort of a weed to try and get rid of.
Okay. Yep. So you think Roundup?
Yeah, afraid so. Yep. They are really, they will survive just about anything else.
Yeah, amazing, aren't they? What if we got a bulldozer in and took one layer, like a top layer of soil off?
Yeah, you could. Yeah, absolutely. And that's getting rid of some of the seed burden because the seed doesn't go very far down in the soil. So you could most definitely do that. Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yep. Thanks, Sabrina.
Machinery. No worries. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron.
Bye.
Robert, in Bailing Up, have we got you there?
Yes, you have it.
Now, Robert, we've got 2.5 minutes till the news. Do you reckon you can get your question to Sabrina in 10, 15 seconds?
Yes, my geranium garden, the heart-shaped garden, so it's not a very broad one. It's an outline of a heart. Bits of it have gone brown due to neglect and me letting kike and stuff get in there. Is it recoverable? I mean, does it need surgery or do I just need to feed it?
I tell you what, geraniums are some of the toughest plants that you can find. Yeah. You need to prune them back. Get a wetting agent, get some compost mixed in with it. So wetting agent, compost, liquid fertilizer. Your geraniums will come back a treat, Robert.
All right. Now, do I need to prune them now or wait for a while?
No, I would prune them now. I know that it's hot, but you need to prune them now to encourage new growth.
Facing. Yeah,
okay. I would.
Hillside.
Yeah, so full sun. So just a light prune, not a big prune. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Thanks, Sabrina.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Robert.
That's all the calls we've got time for this morning, I'm afraid. We're a minute and 20 seconds off 5 minutes of news, and after that we'll have our sporty colleagues keeping you company with the Ashes cricket coverage. Sabi, it's been a bit of a treat for me to do Roots and Shoots with you this morning.
Oh, Asha, I have loved it. You've done a beautiful job.
Thank you. What have you got planned for the rest of the day? Anything exciting?
Gardening.
Even when you're on holiday.
Oh, yes. Yes, I don't like to get slack.
No rest for the wicked. Goodness me. What's the weather like for gardening there right now?
Is it good? Oh, perfect. 27 degrees.
Oh, beautiful. That's not too bad. Well, look.
My little granddaughter and I are going to put some veggies and herbs in.
I don't think that there are any better helpers in the garden than small children because they're so willing to get in there and get their fingers dirty.
Totally.
Ah, well, look, Sabi, thank you so much. I've had a lovely morning. Also, a big thank you to the delightful Samara DeMonte for her help behind the scenes with production. And a big thank you to you, our early rising listeners, because we literally couldn't have done it without you. It would have been me trying to fill an hour of radio, which is absolutely terrifying. Off to the news in a second. I hope you all have a stellar weekend. Be good. Eat your veggies. Go hug a tree. It is 7 o'clock.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.